story of Eric Kane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Yeah, that's right. What's going on, my brothers and sisters? Joseph Ventura back in town, ladies. Right, that's right, that's right. Back in town, as always, the one and only, from the east all the way to the west, Sandstorm 7 from Block Talk Radio and Spreaker and Anchor and all these other websites I forgot about. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Oh, of course, and Spotify. It's got a nice little ring to it, right? That's right. Oh yeah. Been watching a lot of movies lately, especially on Netflix, well, Amazon Video, YouTube Premium. Too many movies to count. Let me just get to the point. Been watching a lot of Rocky, you know, Rocky. Adrian, you know. Let me tell you. All the classics are good. Rocky has changed, though, however. Now he's got Creed and Creed 2. I don't even know if that's part of the Rocky franchise. You know, because you're talking about Creed. Apollo Creed's son, who takes over in the story. You know, I haven't seen part 2. I haven't seen Creed 2 yet. I heard Creed, well, I saw Creed 1. Creed 2, I don't know. And then now he's in Rocky. No, Sylvester Stallone is coming out September 20th of 2019 with Rambo Last Blood. I want to see that. That's got to be good. Highly recommend you all go see that. When it comes out, when it drops, go check it out. Support my boy Rocky, Sylvester Stallone. Big fan. Wasn't really a big fan of Sylvester Stallone years ago. This guy had issues. we all have issues, except we got tissues. So go figure, right? We take care of it. Having said that, Stallone was a bit of a prick back in the days. You know, no one really knows the real person behind the character that he portrays on TV. However, let me say that he appeared to be a nice guy. And then you find out the housekeepers, the people that cleaned his house, you know, didn't have to. I guess they dealt with the negative aspects of the real person that is Sylvester Stallone, about being sort of somewhat of a racist. You know, then again, when it comes to Hollywood, there's a lot of these characters, these cats, that tend to be on the racist side. You know what I mean? Like Mel Gibson, you know. You know, it's just like Stallone, for example, didn't like... When he came in, he and the housekeepers were cleaning or scrubbing toilets. Stallone didn't like them to make eye contact. He wanted them to look away. Pretty narcissistic asshole, if you ask me. Mel Gibson, you know, anti-Semitic. You know, racist. He used the N-word, you know, profoundly, constantly. It was wrong. Then again, there's a lot of people who use that word. The N-word, you know, to a certain degree, hey, what's up, my nigga, you know, that's my nigga, you know, it's innocent, but then you hear guys like Joe Rogan using the actual word for what it is, ouch, yeah, I'm not a fan of that, so, and you'll never hear me say that here, I will never use it, because there's no need to, I mean, it just doesn't sound, you know, you're insulting an entire legion of fans, of human beings. Forget fans, they're human beings who were dealt a rough card in the beginning of time, you know, and treated to a certain way. That shit had never gone down. Having said that, a lot of us have gone through that, you know, Hispanics, you know, Asians, you know, so et cetera. But anyway, back to Stallone. He's cleaned up his act. You know, we all like to believe that. So is Mel Gibson. So all these characters. The one that I can't stand, that I still have a hard time understanding, is guys like John Voight. John Voight confuses the shit out of me, because here's a guy who loves his president. I'm not trying to get into politics, but the man loves Donald Trump, that orange shit. Loves him. Supports him, you know. Oh, our president's not a racist. No, he's not. Oh, no, he's not a racist. But he cages innocent women and children and men. And then separates the mom and dads, separates the kids from the parents, you know, at such a young age. You ever see those concentration camps? That's what I like to call it, because that's what it is. Only difference between then and now, between, you know, Hitler era, World War II, is that there's no ovens. But you got cages where you starve them to death. I mean, there's a lot of things going on that nobody really likes to talk about. The media likes to hide. You go to Twitter, at least Alyssa Milano, an actress from Who's the Boss and Tony Danza and all these characters, at least she talks about it openly. And she shows it to you. Hey, look, man, look at this. This isn't about a right wing, a left wing, a chicken wing, you know what I'm saying, or a drum. It's about reality. It's about people being locked up and abused and starved to death. I mean, how many more children are going to die under the care of immigration, law enforcement? Explain that to me. That's a very serious issue. We have a real problem in today's society that it's somehow acceptable because the president said so. Donald Trump is not a leader. And the United States, well, that's not his interest. He doesn't care. He buys people in bulk. He's a salesman. So when you elected Donald Trump and decided, well, I'm electing this guy, but I'm also walking away, you basically elected a salesman. You sold your country. Congratulations, assholes. A lot of you guys who believe in and think that I'm wrong, just look at the statistics and watch it burn. Watch all the good things, you know, basically get flushed down the drain. You know, and, you know, that's all I got to say about that. Hopefully 2020, they'll re-elect somebody differently. You know, honestly, I hate to jump the bandwagon with John Lennon, the late John Lennon from the Beatles, when he said in that song, No Presidents or Anything, or No Religion. I agree. To a certain degree, we should just dump the thought of having a king or a queen or a president. You don't need a leader. That's the problem. It goes back to biblical times. Since the beginning, people have always needed somebody to help them guide the way, you know, lead the way. I like to believe we live in times where it's mostly artificial. See, we have the internet. We have the web. We got a better bomb. Like Chris Cornell, the late Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, once said, we have the web. We got better robots who can do that for us. That's right. If you think about it, you can artificially inseminate or intelligently. you can actually create your own smart being. If you can create smartphones, androids, you can create robots, you can create drones, you can create clones. You don't need a physical human being. See, if computers are a lot more intelligent than us human beings, then think of it this way. When you elect, let's say, a computer, let's not even say a smartphone or an Android or an Apple phone, whatever, or an iPhone. No, we're using the cerebral intelligence of a computer, of a microchip. You know what I'm saying? Now, if this thing is so flawless, then it can, if it can think and move and talk, kind of like Alexa or anything that answers you when you ask a question to one of your smartphones or tablets or iPads. I believe this electro human, this electro being can actually run this country. You know, if they got this guy building Tesla model cars, electric cars, but not just electric, they are chemically engineered to drive on their own without you even driving them. You know, it's computers. It's using clouds. It's using electromagnetic engineering. You can use the same character beings of that function, the functionality, to actually run a country. You don't need a physical human being, male or female or trans or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. Does that make me an evil person for saying that? No. But think of the future. We are here. So why don't we use technology to our advantage? You know, we can create something better than what we have. Because obviously, if you put a human being, they're never going to be happy. Think about that for a minute. Let that sink in. Will I drink a cup of coffee here? Yes. Wow. Now that.